Genesis 47. And Joseph came and told Pharaoh, and said, My father and my brethren, and their sheep and their cattle, and all that they have, are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took from the whole number of his brethren 5 men, and set them before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to his brethren, What is your occupation? And they said to Pharaoh, Thy servants are shepherds, both we and our fathers. And they said to Pharaoh, To sojourn in the land are we come, for there is no pasture for the sheep that thy servants have. For the famine is grievous in the land of Canaan. And now we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. And Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, Thy father and thy brethren are come to thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land settle thy father and thy brethren. Let them dwell in the land of Goshen. And if thou knowest men of activity among them, then set them as overseers of cattle over what I have. And Joseph brought Jacob his father, and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Jacob, How many are the days of thy life? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, The days of the years of my sojourning are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they do not attain to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their sojourning. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from Pharaoh. And Joseph settled his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph maintained his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to the number of the little ones. And there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very grievous. And the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan were exhausted through the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan for the grain which they bought. And Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. And when the money came to an end in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph, saying, Give us bread, for why should we die before thee? For our money is all gone. And Joseph said, Give your cattle, and I will give you for your cattle, if your money be all gone. And they brought their cattle to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread for horses, and for flocks of sheep, and for herds of cattle, and for asses, and he fed them with bread for all their cattle that year. And that year ended, and they came to him the second year, and said to him, We will not hide it from my lord that since our money is come to an end, and the herds of cattle are in the possession of my lord, nothing is left before my lord but our bodies and our land. Why should we die before thine eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be bondmen to Pharaoh, and give seed that we may live and not die, and that the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the soil of Egypt for Pharaoh. For the Egyptians sold every man his field because the famine prevailed over them, and the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he removed them into the cities, from one end of the borders of Egypt even to the other end of it. Only the land of the priests he did not buy, for the priests had an assigned portion from Pharaoh, and ate their assigned portion which Pharaoh had given them, so they did not sell their land. And Joseph said to the people, Behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you, and sow the land. And it shall come to pass in the increase, that ye shall give the fifth to Pharaoh, and the 4 parts shall be your own, for seed of the field, and for your food, and for them of your households, and for food for your little ones. And they said, Thou hast saved us alive. Let us find favor in the eyes of my lord, and we will be Pharaoh's bondmen. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt to this day, that the fifth should be for Pharaoh, except the land of the priests. Theirs alone did not become Pharaoh's. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the land of Goshen, and they had possessions in it, and were fruitful, and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, and the days of Jacob, the years of his life, were 147 years. And the days of Israel approached that he should die. And he called his son Joseph, and said to him, If I now have found favor in thine eyes, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. But when I shall lie with my fathers, thou shalt carry me out of Egypt, and bury me in their sepulchre. And he said, I will do according to thy word. And he said, Swear to me. And he swore to him. And Israel worshipped on the bed's head.